From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store,
Stylus.
Southbound Records.
Stylus, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, I was like, what's the little, the stylus? You know what I mean.
Yeah, we don't want to send out any mixed messages.
No, we're talking about records. What is going on in From the Crate, Troy?
Well, let me see. Some stuff that is on the shelves. I think it's all on the shelves. It's pretty much all on the shelves at Southbound Records.
Awesome. This stuff's so people can like run as they're listening to this. They can run there and make sure they get themselves a copy.
Yeah. Now, well, let's start with Billy Brooks. Now, Billy Brooks was a gentleman who played in big bands, like Lionel Hampton's big band, etc. Played with Ray Charles in the 60s. And then in 1974, Ray Charles co-produced this album, the only thing that Billy did by himself, which is entitled Windows of the Mind.
Windows of the Mind.
Yeah. Hit it. Now, you said that there was some exciting trumpet in it, and I said, wait till you see the pictures of Billy, how excited he was with his trumpet.
Oh, he's loving it. He's having a great time.
The cover is just photos of Billy with his trumpet. There's six of them.
In front of stained glass windows.
However, you have to buy the record to take off the plastic wrap to figure out what the sixth photo is.
That's right. But no spoiler, but I think it's another picture of Billy.
With the trumpet, maybe.
Could be something else completely. And then you're in a secret club, who knows what the sixth picture is.
I gotta say, I've seen this pop up online and made a mental note to check it out, and I'm very glad you've brought it in today because I haven't followed through on my mental notes, so this is great.
See, I think why it's popped up online is mainly because of not this tune, which is called Rockin' Julius.
Rockin' Julius.
The very last tune on the album is entitled 40 Days, spelt incorrectly. And 40 Days, it's been compiled. I think it was on a Soul Jazz compilation a few years ago called London, Great London Jazz or something. He's not from London. But on People's Instinctive Travels, Tribe Called Quest, they sampled that tune.
Ah, okay, that's the one.
That's why it's been in people's minds.
Because of that famous sample. Okay, I've got a question about this trumpet, Troy.
Yes.
It's got two trumpety bits on it.
I don't know.
What is this? Got a special name? Two horns?
No.
It's just a cool trumpet.
It's probably called a two-horned trumpet.
It probably is.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that it's bent upwards in the patented Dizzy Gillespie style.
Very
which
cool.
Was to increase the volume.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. This is fantastic. This is one of those moments where I feel like radio doesn't do justice to what my face has just done. This is fantastic, Troy. Wow. Wowee, Billy Brooks. No wonder he's looking so stoked.
Yeah.
He's having a great time.
He's holding the trumpet and he's like, I know what this is going to sound like.
It's going to blow your mind.
You just wait.
So, you know, what do you have on this record? Well, obviously it has a 70s sort of funky fusion sound, but really it's a big band record sort of transposed to 1974.
Got ya. So it's actually produced by Ray Charles.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just imagine being in the room for this recording. That would be a lot of fun.
I dig it. So who is Rockin' Julius? Well, Julius Brooks was his actual name.
Ah.
Yeah, he didn't write this tune. This was written by an arranger who was also in Lionel Hampton's group, I think.
Right.
But this whole record is super, super fun.
Roger Hamilton Spots, is that the man?
That's correct, yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's written a few of the tracks on here, actually.
Yeah. I think he's responsible for most of the arrangements. Ray might have done some. Billy!
Honestly.
It's just showing off, isn't he?
No, he's having fun.
Can you just imagine them all being like, nah, more trumpet. No, more. This is fantastic. Billy Brooks, Windows of the Mind. You've sold me on this one. It's brilliant.
You like that one? It's a We Want Sounds have done the first ever legitimate reissue of it, and it's like I said, it's super, super fun, the whole thing.
Hard out. That one I reckon will probably fly off the shelf. So if you're already making your way, you might want to walk a little bit faster up the road to get to southbound. I'm going to hit the second one, Troy.
Hit it. So also in the, I suppose you could say fusion-y sort of area, things that come out of jazz, things that come out of house, things that came out of drum and bass, was in the late 90s, there was a sound that the participants involved sort of referred to as the West London sound.
Right. Tess just did a massive fist pump. I just want everybody to know.
That's because
drum
I mentioned
bass.
Drum and
drum
bass.
Drum and bass.
Nothing like drum and bass to get the party started. So, hey, Troy.
I'll take your word for it, yeah. So West London sounds, some people might use the term broken beat, which I always thought was a bit of a misnomer. It's a syncopated beat rather than anything broken. Look at that dude.
He's having a great time.
This record has such a... I always feel bad when I'm trying to explain the covers of the records to the listeners, but this one has a fantastic picture, which I almost think you just have to see for yourself. He's got this face on, and I feel like it's the face that you'd make when you hear a really good song.
It's the face I made listening to Billy Brooks' trumpet just before.
It is.
So what we're hearing now is...
It's not dissimilar from the face you make if someone stands on your foot as well.
See, what's the worst is if a horse stands on your foot.
I don't know if I'd ever be close enough to a horse for that to have happened.
Anyway, this is, of course, For Hero, but For Hero being remixed here by Bugs in the Attic.
This is the cooperative mix.
Yeah, well, the co-op was the club night that this sort of sound like really coalesced.
Cool.
Or sort of everything emanated from that co-op club night. There's Lady Elma singing. So
is the whole record a bit like this? It's obviously a compilation.
Yeah, it is. It's, well, that whole scene, it was kind of wide. Some of it was like sort of a harder beat focused. Some of it was a bit more sort of Fender Rhodes-y, jazz focused, I guess. But
this
was actually...
this one, Troy.
You like this one?
Quite like it, yeah.
So this is from 2001.
What do we think this photo is from? It looks like some kind of like carnival vibes.
Well, I'm guessing it's Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
West London. Makes
cancelled this year for the first time in like...
ever?
Didn't they have an online one or something?
They had various events in lieu of, but not the same.
A facsimile is no replacement.
This record might be, you know, cure some people's woes around that though.
Oh, here we go.
So probably when people talk about broken beat, the two things they think of are both For Hero and Bugs in the Attic. So this is a nice sort of
pretty good crossover episode.
Now, is there Dago was part of was half of For Hero, right? And Katie Tatum was one of the Bugs in the Attic. So. Dago and Katie, who are still doing stuff together now, I guess have continued the lineage. But if you want to take the lineage back the other way, I think you can do your own research. Listen to that.
Katie Tatum's also got a solo track on here, Organic Juggernaut.
Yep. Katie's actually all through the record.
Right. I've got to say, favourite title of song on this record is the Agent K track, Feed the Cat.
See, that was my favourite too. So this is a compilation on Z Records. The compiler DJ, formerly known as Joey something, who's now called, back to his proper name, which is Dave Hill.
Oh, true.
Dave Hill has compiled this with Will Fox. It's his label.
Good on ya.
Tess?
You trying to make a sale, Troy?
Well, I'm just asking if you feel it. I think you're feeling it,
yeah,
right?
I very much like this record.
Just to run through for people on this record, we're listening to For Hero, NSM's on here, Domu, Jazztronics, Katie Tatham, as we've just said.
I think Jazztronics were from Japan, if I remember correctly.
Oh, true.
So it wasn't all specifically West London.
That track is called Samurai, so that could be true. Victor Duplay. Yeah. Agent K, Fourth Kind, Taylor McFerrin, Nova Fonterra. Trying my best. Black Eye and Bembe Segue. Also Face. Their features on there. Bembe Segue and Face feature on some tracks. So this is Hold It Down by Four Hero, Bugs in the Attic Cooperative Mix. Remind us of the name again, Troy, the record?
The compilation is entitled Breaking the Beats, a personal selection of West London sounds compiled by Dave Hill and Will Fox.
Fantastic.
Oh!
Now, here we go.
Here's something else, which I guess you could say is something to do with fusion-ish sort of stuff. This is the modern-day great Mekhi McRaven. Now, 2 years ago, he put out the Universal Beings album, if you remember. That mm-hmm. has the each side was a represented either a studio session or a live session in a different city. There was Chicago, London, Los Angeles, maybe New York was the other one. I can't remember. Anyways, so a little bit earlier this year, he decided that he was going to put together a documentary about the making of that Universal Beings record, and the soundtrack would be outtake stuff.
Cool.
And so that outtake stuff became the E and F sides,
which is what I have in my hot little hands.
That's right. So with Universal Beings, you've got A, B, C, and D sides. Here's the E and F sides. Now, like that other record, it represents the four different cities. And the one we're hearing now, I think you know who that player is, right?
Playing the sax?
It's Shabaka Hutchings.
Shabaka, yeah. There's a lot of that kind of crowd involved with this. We've got Shabaka on there, Nubaya Garcia.
Not together. Shabaka is with the Chicago people, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he with Tomica Reed and, yeah?
You've also got, I'm just reading off the label, you've got Jeff Parker, Joel Ross, Junius Paul, Kamal Williams is on here.
Yep.
He's been having a big year. Miguel Atwood Ferguson, Anna Buttress, and many more. That's just some of them, but those are all names we've heard on this show.
They are,
before.
Yeah. They are all names that to some degree are associated with the International Anthem label, which this is on. And I've just remembered, this isn't actually out till next week, along with two other International Anthem releases, which are Miguel Atwood Ferguson and Carlos Nino together, and Antelope, which is Jamie Branch.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's all three of those coming out at the same time. So this one here, now, what does Mekhi call his stuff? Organic beat music, isn't
it? Beat science or something. Yeah, beat scientist.
Organic beat music, I think.
Yeah.
So what he does is, if you don't know, Mekhi is the drummer and the leader of all of these sessions. What he does is, once they're recorded, he will take them back and he will undergo a process of recomposition, taking the pieces, not sampling them, but moving them about and honing them so it becomes a
new sound.
Yeah, and it as a sort of scattershot approach as that might sound with all these different musicians, there is something you can really tell the sound of something that Mekhi McRaven's done.
Totally.
And a good example of that is that recent reworking he did of the Gil Scott Heron, I'm New Here. Sounded like Mekhi.
Totally did. But still sounded like Gil as well. He is clever like that, because he still knows how to get the essence of the people he's working with in it as much as he puts himself into it too.
Absolutely.
Which is what a good curator does, I guess.
Is he a curator? I don't know.
You could call this curation, I think.
I guess so.
If we wanted to be semantic.
Tess, you feeling this one?
Yeah, it's good.
This one makes me feel like I need to go for a run, though, you know? Got to get some energy off.
It's the sound that kind of sounds like trotting in the background.
That's the horse coming for your foot.
Also cows stepping on your feet is
not
fun.
Oh, no!
You've been on a farm recently, Troy.
No, I just remembered the most unpleasant foot being stood on.
Ow.
Incidences in my life. Also, getting run over by a car on your foot isn't great.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like a good time either.
So ENF Sides is, it's obviously so much of a piece with Universal Beings. It uses the same Damon Locke's artwork. See, there's another
another name we know well.
International anthem name.
It's a pretty, it's a pretty cool work, I have to say.
So 14 new pieces on here.
Nice.
Seven on each side, and it represents the four. Actually, let's I'll tell you the. Or will I not? I know I will.
Here we go. We've got the inner sleeve.
Okay, on that tune there, we heard Shabaka Hutchings, Tamika Reed on cello, Junius Paul on bass, and Micaiah on drums.
Awesome.
And that was recorded in 2017 at the Co-Prosperity Sphere in Bridgeport, Chicago, Illinois.
There we go.
And the other ones being Total Refreshment Centre in London, Ridgewood, Queens, New York, and at Jeff Parker's house in Los Angeles,
cool.
Or in fact in Altadena. So
I feel like that would have been a fun session, just hanging out at Jeff Parker's house. And
I don't think you were hanging out. I think you had to do work. Had to do work.
Can't come in. You have to work for your cup of tea or something.
Yeah.
That was Mekhi McRaven, Kings and Queens. We also listened to Four Hero, Hold It Down, the Bugs in the Attic cooperative mix.
Yep.
And Billy Brooks, Rockin' Julius.
Should we just bring up, I'll show you Billy again.
Billy with his double horn trumpet, having a lovely time. And those first two are on the shelves already.
That's
and
correct. Micaiah will be next week.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you in the shop then, Troy.
Hope so.
Bye-bye.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.